Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. So here we are in chapter 4, Calypso. Our first meeting with Leopold Bloom. I'll be honest, going into this, I actually assumed everything was from Bloom's perspective. I wasn't really aware of Stephen, maybe because I hear words like Bloom's Day, or maybe because I didn't know how much, much about the book in general. Bloom is a conscious, much more easy to follow, and his trip to the post office in this chapter is a very nice break after the last chapter, and that's for sure. So let's get into my favorite little moment in this much-needed chapter. Quick, warm sunlight came running from Berkeley Road, swiftly, in slim sandals, along the brightening footpath. Runs. She runs to meet me, a girl with gold hair on the wind. Page 50, line 240. Now this is poetry in motion, an absolutely gorgeous line without much consequence. But that's the point of the show here. It's the little moments that make this book so outstanding to me. I find it hard to believe anyone would read Ulysses simply for the pleasure of the plot, if you want to call it that. Rather, there are beautiful moments like this waiting around every corner, riddled around complexity and intricate thought processes. This quote is a grand description of sunlight on a city street. Imagining the sunlight as a beautiful girl running along with the wind. It's an impressive metaphor, and it goes way beyond simply stating the position of the sun in the morning. Joyce is too good for that. But this isn't simply a poetic line. I think it's evidence that the notion of Bloom as some sort of perverted mind of man is false. We may see multiple times his sexual thinking of girls, but in this case, it's entirely respectful and is an emblem that it's just a notion of beauty that we see in him. Not simply that women are on his mind 100% of the time. I think that's a cynical view of him. The sun, giver of life, is equated with a beautiful woman, as if he's looking for beauty everywhere in life. Bloom is a character that has all the reason to mope. Sometimes he does. But sometimes we experience this, a pearl of beauty in the world that makes him seem happy. Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.